Well, gift rooms, what I call it. I've got them.
You got that too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you got kind of a nice big house here, so I guess you got room for that.
Well, I've got one downtown, a lot better than this.
Oh, do you?
We don't like living in town.
Yeah, you'd rather live.
I've got 20 acres here, and I keep stock,
hold
cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep that in downtown, so if I get where I can't take care of them, I can move down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. So you just always keep that one.
Yeah.
Then, just in case. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Well, you know, talking about like when you were a boy, now, like your mother's housework that she'd have to do. Well, now, first thing in the morning, I guess she'd have to get up and...
Milk.
Oh, milk. That'd be the first thing she'd do?
Yeah.
Oh. And then what would she do after that?
Well, get breakfast. They cook. They eat them days. They don't do like they did now.
Yeah.
They cook biscuits and eggs, meat. You had something to eat.
Yeah. And what would she have to do after that? After then she.
Well, they'd work out in the garden, in the field, and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. What would she have to do in the house?
Wash dishes, cook. She done everything.
Mm-hmm. Cleaned up. She had.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three brothers and one sister.
So there was just one to help her with the...
Well, my sister died and she was small, and one brother, and there's just practically four of us.
Yeah.
Grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the youngest one.
Oh, you're the youngest one. Uh-huh. Well, what would your mother use to sweep with?
Well, I think you always had, I don't know, I've heard them say you use buck brush, but I don't know whether they did or not. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anybody do it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, when you saw her, what did she use?
Well, broom.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. On Monday, a lot of times they'd say people would do the...
washing.
Yeah, they wonder why they'd always want to do that on Monday.
I don't know.
But I've heard people say that they generally want to do that on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after they wash the clothes, how would they get the wrinkles out?
Well, I don't know. Far back as I remember, they had them old iron. They was made out of iron, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And that's what
you don't see them now. They're antiques.
Oh, yeah. I guess they
were. I sold a lot of them.
Oh, you have? Well, you know, talking about like a house that they'd have back in the, if it was a two-story house, to get it from the first floor to the second floor, they'd have to go up the...
Well, ladders, steps.
Oh, to get up from...
A lot of them went up ladders.
Oh, they did. When it was a two-story house, they'd go up ladders.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean. Well, you know, if a house had a kind of a high porch, to get up from the ground up to the porch, how would they...
Well, they'd make them a ladder.
They would.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, what would you call the boards like on the outside of a house that lapped over each other? Like they used a lot in older houses.
Well, they don't call them siding. I don't remember what clapboards they get.
Mm-hmm.
Clapboards what you put on the roof though, wasn't it?
I don't know. Did they? That's what they put on.
They'd make them.
They'd make them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What would you call, like, those little metal things along the edge of a roof to, well, like you've got right out there, I guess, to carry the rain off?
Well, I don't think we had them then.
No, you didn't have them then, but, like, nowadays, what do you call